Joe Sims at breakfast.
BBC Radio Bristol.
If you're out and about early, you'll see kids dressed as characters from their favourite books on their way to school. It is such a lovely day. I don't know who came up with the idea, but I take my hat off to him because my son is absolutely excited and all the kids in his class are really excited about World Book Day. They're going to look absolutely brilliant, as I'd imagine the kids and the grandkids in your schools are going to be as well. I was at Waycroft Academy in Stockwood yesterday and they're running this Charlie and the Chocolate Factory theme day for their students. So what they're doing is they've made their own chocolate bars with golden tickets hidden inside, and there's loads of prizes on offer. So the Friends of Waycroft have been selling them to parents and kids, and all the money is going to go towards IT equipment that the school really, really needs. And I just think it's such a lovely, lovely place and such a lovely idea, because it was buzzing yesterday. I got to read a little bit of Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to the year twos, and it was lush. All those kind of hungry, expectant eyes on me as I was reading this book. They were so well behaved and they were absolutely brilliant. The power of reading, man, absolutely gets me every time. So I've been down to chat to the pupils as they embrace their Veruca Salts, their Augustus Gloops and their Charlie Buckets. Listen to this.
We don't actually really know. We've got told their surprise. Our parents know, but I haven't been told anything. But anything I can win, I'll be happy with.
Oh, Chad, fingers crossed for tomorrow. Who we got here?
I'm Belle.
Hello, Belle. And are you feeling confident? Have you bought any tickets for tomorrow?
Yeah, I've bought one and my brother's bought one as well.
Oh, double trouble. So, you know, maybe... What would you do if your brother won and you didn't, Belle?
Well, I would be happy that we got something, but I would kind of want one as well.
Yeah. Well, either way, though, you get a glorious bar of chocolate. So that's not so bad, is it?
No, I like chocolate.
Yeah, me too. Who are you going as a World Book Day tomorrow?
I'm being someone from Harry Potter.
Who are you going to be with Harry Potter?
Luna Lovegood.
Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter. I love the Harry Potter films. Have you seen them all?
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
Which one's your favourite?
The Order of the Phoenix.
Ooh, a bit scary though, right?
Yeah.
I had to turn it off. It was too much for me. I had to look away. What about you? What's your name?
My name's Harrison and I'm 10.
You're Harrison and you're 10. And what does World Book Day mean to you? Is it really exciting in school?
Yeah, because you get to dress up as you want to be from your favourite book.
Absolutely. And do you like reading?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you like reading? What's your favourite book?
I like the Roald Dahl books.
Oh, do you have a favourite?
Maybe one of the diary kind of books.
Yeah? You haven't ever made a magic potion to try and poison your nan?
No.
That is good. That is good. Because sometimes with Roald Dahl, he's a lovely bloke, you know, but I would say, anyone listening on Radio Bristol, don't make your own magic potions, right? Because that can get yourself into a lot of trouble. You don't want your nan going really, really tiny and then really massive and then ruining your roof, do you?
No.
What's your name?
Lily.
Lily. Are you a Roald Dahl fan as well?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favourite book?
Probably the BFG.
Oh, and do you know any big friendly giants?
No.
Not Mr. Smith?
No.
No? Right, okay then. Who are you going as for World Book Day tomorrow?
The Mad Hatter.
The Mad Hatter. And who makes your costumes? You do it?
No, we just buy them off Amazon.
Has anyone made their costumes themselves?
No.
You what?
My mum ordered mine.
You ordered it, fair enough.
I asked my mum to surprise me with anything. I asked my mum to order me anything, so it's kind of up to her.
Right, everybody's ordered theirs online. But how great was it hearing from them kids and the teachers at Waycroft Academy in Stockwood who's dressing up as characters from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for World Book Day. But they've given me one of their own Wonka chocolate bars, which I've got with me right in the studio. Oh, it's like being 10 years old again. I'm going to open it now. Have I won? Have I got a golden ticket? Oh. I have! I've won! I've won a golden ticket! Waycroft, I've won a golden ticket! It says, "Greetings to you, the lucky finder of this golden ticket. Present their ticket to Willy Wonka to collect your prize." Whoa, and do you know what I've won? It says on the back, "Congratulations, you have won..." Have I won the TV?
I've won a free meal at Waycroft Academy. Yes, very nice. I think it's a free meal for one. So, Claire, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to take you
what?
As my guest. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
It doesn't say a bill for two, but Waycroft Academy.
I'll have half of yours.
I am coming for a school dinner. That is really kind of you. Thank you very much. And good luck to everybody else that's listening. I know everybody at Waycroft, I hope you all get golden tickets because you are absolutely lovely. The time now is 13 minutes past 7.